Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichku today.
Hallelujah. I'm very excited about the series that we are going to be beginning, Quantum Leaps series. Very excited because, first of all, is the now word from God to us as a people, as a church. God might be saying different things specifically and strategically to different people at different times. But what God is saying to us now, everybody say now, as a people and as a church, this is what God is saying is our season of quantum leaps. And I pray your spirit is open, your spirit is alive. I pray your spirit is ready for what God is doing in this season. Ask your neighbor, is your spirit ready? How vital is this series? These things that we want to start. It's going to be teaching, it's going to be prophesying, it's going to be impartations. How vital. When God spoke to me about quantum leaps, he said, it's not a year thing. He said, that's what I'm saying to you and the ministry, that will define and determine the next 3 years. It will define and determine the next 3 years. So I know that most times when we come for 31st night, we're always excited to receive a new word. And let me tell you, when you come for 31st night this year, next year, other one, for the next 3 years, we may, by the Spirit of the Lord, say something and so somebody doesn't just feel quantum leaps. But all of them are going to be talking about quantum leaps. So it is not one of those messages. It's not one of those subjects that you just carelessly, I just want to receive a wonderful message. No, it's something that you must cooperate with the Holy Spirit and receive clear and deep understanding of. You receive clear and deep understanding of. So in this series, we are going to go through certain things. And because of that, I may want to give you some notes. Go back to the way I used to teach. Quantum Leap series, I want you to hold your neighbor. Look them in the eyes. And tell them, get ready for an astronomical change. I don't know. Call them by their name. Say, Mr. David, get ready for an astronomical change. Who is ready for astronomical change? Are you ready? Meteoric change. So we're going to look at five key things, five key subjects. One is understanding the concept of quantum leaps in life experiences. We have to understand the concept of quantum leaps in life's experiences. So you look out for it, you expect it, you can recognize the opportunities for it. You look out for it, you expect it, and you can recognize the opportunities for it. That's the first thing we are going to be looking at, and which is a subject we are going to deal with in the Sunday. The next thing we are going to look at is cultivating the quantum leaps mindset. You see, when God starts doing a new thing, it requires a new self to handle that new thing. New wine is not poured into old wineskin. When God begins to pour out new wine, he begins to regenerate and renew the wineskin that will carry that new wine. So there is a different kind of mindset, a different paradigm that handles and experiences quantum leaps. That's the first thing. That's what I need you to understand. Then the third thing we are going to look at is quantum leaps and Kairos seasons. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose. Whatever God does happens within a time. Quantum leaps can happen anytime for anybody, but it doesn't happen every time. Let me say that again. Quantum leaps can happen anytime for anybody, but it doesn't happen every time. So the discernment of the season and the time to make that leap is most important. Most people don't experience the blessings of quantum leaps. Most people don't experience the full manifestations of quantum leap blessings in their lives, not because God didn't create the opportunity for it, but because they were not discerning of the opportunity and the time, and they missed it. So we are going to have to help us understand how to discern the right timing for quantum leaps. Somebody say, I hear. Wave your hands if you're in church. Come on, say, I'm hearing. And then the next thing we are going to look at is the right positioning for quantum leaps. The right positioning for quantum leaps. And the last but not the least, keys to quantum leaps manifestations, because that's where it leads to. I don't just want to know about quantum leaps. I don't just want to gain understanding of what quantum leaps is about. I don't just want to know it so I can teach others. I want it manifesting in my life. This year, the year of quantum leaps, we have just about 5 months and few weeks. No longer 6 months. 2 weeks, just about 5.5 months remaining. I don't want to end this year, the first year of the season, of the 3 years, and not experience quantum leaps. Just be shouting, it's my year of quantum leaps. And I'm able to teach people about quantum leaps, and I'm not experiencing it myself. Somebody say, not me. So I lift my hands in the very presence of God, and I say, in the name of Jesus, in the course of these teachings and these moments of encounter, you will be handed keys for quantum leaps manifestation. All right, so let's move to the first one, understanding the concept of quantum leaps. I would like us to read the scriptures, Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5 to verse 6. Isaiah chapter 35, from verse 5 to 6.
from verse 5 to 6. And then we're also going to read Psalms chapter 18, verse 28 to 29, and then 32 to 33. But let's read Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5 to verse 6. Hold that neighbor by your side. If you still can remember the names, all of you at the back, make sure you're holding that person. All of you in the gallery, make sure you're holding that person and read out to that person and read out loud. One to go. Then eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Stop there. Go back again. Everybody read it again. One to go. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be what? Shall be what? Unstopped. If you're going to experience quantum leaps, your spiritual eyes will have to see what he has not seen before. And you have to hear what you've not heard before. Watch those things. You have to see what you've not seen before. And you have to hear what you've not heard before. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Now look at verse 6. Continue reading to that neighbor and read out very loud. One to go. Then the lame shall what? Leap like a deer. The lame shall what? Leap like a deer. And the tongue of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the deserts. When the eyes of the blind begin to see, that means whatever you were not aware of, you're going to be brought into the awareness of it. You're going to start receiving new revelations. Come into new light. There's going to be an enlightenment of the eyes of your understanding. When the ear of the deaf begins to hear, the man that has not heard God for a long time begins to hear the voice of God saying, this is the path to walk therein. This is the way to take. This is what to do. And the Spirit of the Lord begins to download in your heart divine strategies. When that starts happening, the areas where you were lame, things were not working, things were stagnated, things were not moving, the areas where you've been stuck for a period of time, you may not be doing so badly, but it's not near what visions the Lord has placed in your heart. Those areas, you will be empowered. Strength will come upon you to leap like a deer. Somebody is about to have a leap where he was lame before. The lame shall leap like a deer. And when you start leaping, the next thing is a new song. It's a new song. The complaints, the murmurings, the bitterness, the anger will give way to rejoicing and the joy of praise. And the Bible says, for at that moment, what's going to be happening is that waters will burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert, meaning what was barren will become exceedingly fruitful. What was not yielding will now begin to yield its strength in abundance. Who has this word? Shout your loudest, amen. Who has this word? Raise your right hand and shout your loudest, amen. Places that were dry and barren will begin to flourish. Things that were not working will begin to work and bear much fruit. You've got to understand. Let's take you into this concept. Very important. Very important. Let's go to Psalms chapter 18, verse 28. So you're going to be noticing, because as we are going, I want you to be circling certain things or highlighting certain things in your Bible. You're using an electronic Bible. I'll highlight it. Note those things. The eyes of the blind. So people stay in a level beyond the season ordained by God to stay there. People are stuck in a level beyond the time given for that stage and purpose for that stage, because they are blind to certain things God is doing. God starts moving and they are not aware. God is saying something. Like one day God said to Moses, he said, you have canvassed around this mountain long enough. You have canvassed. You have stayed around this mountain, going round and round long enough. Go up not. Go up not. That's the ear hearing. There are people that are still moving around the same circle. And you know, when you have a circle, you have a high point, then you come back to the low point, and then you have a high point, and then you come back to a low point. It seems that things are working, and then the next thing, rising and falling, rising and falling. And by the time everything is assessed, when you evaluate the man's labor and his sojourns and his pursuit, for example, through a year, he has had high points, he has had low points, but at the end of the day, cumulatively, averagely, it comes to the same level, just plus minus, the same level, nothing changes. But what God is doing in this season, love songs, is different. I announce to you as the oracle of God, under the anointing of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord who sent me, your levels are changing. I said levels are changing. I said levels are changing. It won't be, and it won't continue as it used to. But there are things I want you to notice, because you're going to see patterns as we begin to get into the scripture. And those are the things you want to gain understanding. Somebody say, I'm gaining understanding. You don't just want to hear. You don't just want to hear, you want to see, behold what you're hearing. You want your heart to comprehend. You want your heart to understand. So you're going to notice something else again. Patterns begin to develop. You start establishing principles. You establish principles by looking at recurrent patterns. You see recurring patterns. You start establishing principles. Let's look at Psalms chapter 18. Verse 28, and let's read and read out loud. One to go. For you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Lift your hands. It's a prayer all over the hall. Don't let anything distract you. Don't be lazy. Lift those hands and read that as a prayer from the depths of your heart. Want to go. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Now, that darkness there for the new creation is not that you are in darkness. Because when you come to Christ, you come to light. Well, what it means is a place of ignorance. Darkness is also symbolic of ignorance. Places have been ignorant. Places have not been well taught. Places I don't even know. I don't even know what to do. What step? I keep trying my best, but my best never good enough. You will light my lamp. The spirit of a man is the lamp of Jehovah. And how does God light the spirit of a man? The entrance of your word. What? Gives light. And then grants understanding. When God wants to light up your spirit, he releases the word into your spirit, not to your head. Your head can hear a thing and your spirit yet not receive it. So we are not talking about head knowledge. We are talking about heart knowledge. A man can become a professor in religious knowledge and not have an encounter once with Jesus Christ. Preaching about Jesus is different from knowing Jesus. Learning about Jesus is different from learning Christ. Encountering him. Here, this is not just letters of reading what is written. This is about the Holy Spirit quickening the letters. For the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. Beyond the hearing of the physical ear, beyond the sight of physical eyes, God begins to bring revelations, unveiling the mystery of his word, unveiling the mystery of his word to the heart of a man. You just know. And it's by the Holy Spirit. You will light my lamp. So if I were you, this is what I would say. If I were you, what I'll be watching out for this season is the entrance of his word. Because when my lamp is lighted, when the light of God floods my heart, something happens. There is an enlightenment where I've been ignorant. There is a revelation where I have been unaware, where I didn't know what to do, what step to take, how things can change. Now, I want us to hold that person's hands and call him by his or her name. Call them by their name. Say, Mr. David, pay attention to what you're about to see now. Say, when verse 28 happens, the inevitable result will be verse 29. So read verse 28 to him or her again. Want to go? For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Now shout verse 29 and shout it very loud. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. You've got to understand that when it comes to the concept of quantum leaps, hear me, there are reasons why people orbit a particular level for too long without moving, and it's not God's plan. When God created man and he spoke the blessing over man, he says, be fruitful. That's God's plan. Multiply. That's another level. Fill the earth, saturate, that's another level, until you have dominion. God's plan is that your path as a righteous man keeps shining what? Brighter and brighter. That your life continues to progress, to advance. So whenever you see the life of a man stuck in a level, he's walking but stuck in a level. Trying his best but stuck in a level. Doing all he can, but stuck in a level. Have some good days, but stuck in a level. Have some windfalls, but stuck in a level. Receive some miracles, but stuck in a level. Shed some testimonies, but stuck in a level. Receive some favors, but still stuck in a level. Nothing changes. When you see that, you know that there is a resistance to the will of God, because it's not God's will. There is a resistance to the will of God. Even in the years where God decides to hide a man because he's training a man, no man should be stuck in a level. The Bible said of Jesus, and the child grew. There has to be growth. Even if the finances is not growing, something else should be growing. Even if there is no fame yet, something else should be moving. And the child grew in spirit, and the child grew in stature, and the child grew, increased in favor with grace. The child grew. So something kept growing. Something kept progressing. Something kept moving up. Lift your hands. Say, from today moving forward, I will never accept a life of stagnation. I will never accept a life of stagnancy. I refuse it. I resist it. I reject it. Not my life. Say, God's will for me is to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, and have dominion and subdue the earth. Say, from this day moving forward, my part, I decree and declare, is a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. I only move upward. I only move forward. I expand on every side. In the name of Jesus. He shall have whatever he says. And when you say it under the unction of the Holy Spirit, when you say it by the spirit of faith, let me see what can stop it. So what am I saying here? I want you to understand what is going on here, because it's very key, very important. Understand what is going on here. When it comes to quantum leap, there is a force you have to contend with. There is an inertia, a gravitating force that keeps men grounded on one level. And for you to move, you have to apply another force. On earth, whatever goes up comes down. That's a law. And that law never ceases to exist. If not, all of us will be floating around. And it has its purpose. But also, God created another law of aerodynamics. It's a law of lift. And for thousands of years, men didn't know it existed. But it was there. Until someone's lamp was lighted. And someone's darkness was enlightened. And it dropped into this brother's heart. That, come on, we can take an object up the air and suspend it. Before then, men were stuck, just moving on the ground. But that law was created from the day God created the earth. The law of aerodynamics. It needed someone to come into it. And when men invented it, discovered it, worked on it, the aeroplane was created. Today, we have aeroplanes that can move thousands of miles at an alarming speed. We have aeroplanes that can be, so far as you can refuel them, we are even refueling aeroplanes on air. And they can be on air like that for 2-3 days. Flying around and never coming down. For 2-3 days. Being refueled on the air. Because someone came into light. Quantum leap is made possible when you come into the light of the law that will supplant whatever kept you on the ground. So quantum leaps is a kind of warfare, because there is a force holding you where you are, and you have to deal with that force. You have to supplant that law to be able to take flight and stay up. So those who are going to experience quantum leaps and enjoy it and move from one level to greater levels are those who understand the warfare dimension of life. You have an enemy and you have an adversary who moves around like a roaring lion, seeking whom to devour. His mission is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And he has a network of demons. But the beautiful story is, one, he's a defeated foe. Number two, he's powerless against the new creation. Your position in Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father, far above, not some, all principalities. They are under your feet, subject to your authority. For every Christian, including the ones who just gave their life to Christ today, every Christian. Once you are in Christ, the good news is that no matter the network of demons he has, there are far more angels than demons. And angels are ministering spirits created by God, gifted to us by God to minister for the heirs of salvation. Angels have been given charge over you and I. We will not dash our feet against a stone. Let me hear you shout your loudest amen. The good news is that we have power over all the power of the enemy. Over all the plans and the schemes and the stratagems, the wiles of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means. That's what Jesus said. Somebody shout, nothing shall by any means. I'm not hearing you. Shout it louder. I say, nothing shall by any means. Shout it louder. I say, nothing shall by any means harm me. The word of God is very, very clear about this. But one thing I also want to tell you is that if you sleep and become careless and callous, become drunk with worldliness, that you're no longer sensitive to the things of the Spirit. Why men slept? The enemy. That's how it works. That's one. If you give him a room space and permit him, he will take all the allowances you give and beyond what you have given. So the Bible said, do not give any room, a foot space in your life to the enemy. So the Bible said, be vigilant and be sober. Be watchful. Be watchful. He creeps. He's a creeping thing like a serpent. He creeps on people. He's not powerful. He uses lies. He encroaches where there is ignorance, like a cockroach. Wherever he sees darkness and ignorance, that's where he wants to hide. So he can successfully lie because the person is not in the light. But thank God that there is light. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness cannot comprehend it, cannot overcome it. So when God lights up my lamp and enlightens every area of ignorance, see what happens. By him, I will run against a troop. No matter what's standing against you, no matter the horns of the wicked, of the Gentiles, of darkness, vowing you will not raise your head in Jacob, today I decree and declare, they will be brought down for your sake. Lift your hand and say, I'm running against a troop. By my God, I can leap over what? What does a war represent? Limitation. Whatever has limited you will become your stepping stone from today onwards in the name of Jesus Christ. These things I'm speaking by the Spirit. I say whatever has been a wall, whatever has limited you in the past, now becomes your stepping stone in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet. And I will close by reading verse 32 and 33. And read to that neighbor, one to go.
It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. Again, it is God who arms me with strength and makes my way. One more time. See, when matter is broken down into particles, you have, whether an atom, a molecule, you know, an electron itself, even just orbiting a particular energy level. And there are classical systems that these particles or an electron just keeps orbiting. Then after a while, you notice one of them will start getting excited, starts vibrating, 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 vibrating. And as it's vibrating, after a while, it leaps, it jumps, transitions to multiple higher levels of energy, multiple higher planes of energy, and leaves the other ones where they were. In life, even in God's kingdom, there are people who are having classical experiences, and there are those who keep having quantum experiences. At first, scientists just thought it was an erratic thing that they can't explain. But that's where quantum physics started. It was the study of why certain particles will behave this way. And they found out it wasn't just erratic. It doesn't just happen. And that's why we are learning this. Some say the person had luck. Some say that is just the way God ordained it. Everybody will not be the same. But what they found out is that these particles at that level begins to absorb energy much more than other particles. In quantum leaves, God begins to arm you with strength. You will begin to absorb energy more than everybody else. All of you are sitting in this section now, but there is somebody absorbing energy. Everybody may be listening. Everybody just came for Sunday service, but someone is having a date with destiny. I was sitting in a meeting like that, 2001, Prosperity Convention in Onitsha. I traveled from Oka down to Onitsha, and I had to carry people with me. I carried some of them, put them in a bus, and we go. And I was sitting at the edge of my seat. I knew it was my time. I was going to move into another level of prosperity financially. And I was ready for light. I was a student in school in Oka. That meeting would start around 5:30. And sometimes we'll close around 10 in the night. And by the time sometimes we'll get a bus to come down to Oka, we'll be coming. Some days we came back around 12 a.m. And I didn't sleep in Onitsha. 7 days I went there. I'll come back the next day. I'll transport myself again. I'll come back to Oka the next day for 7 days. I needed light. And one day it happened. It was a message not of this world. Not of this world. As a man of God spoke, pow! I was absorbing energy. Absorbing energy. How you know you're getting ready for quantum leaps is that your desire to move becomes stronger than normal. And how you know, the proof of desire is your pursuit. You just notice you're no longer acting normal. You're moving beyond reasonable levels of sacrifice. You're in a posture of whatever it takes righteously. Whatever, God, I'm ready. Some people are used to one service on a Sunday. How can they stay in a church for more than 2 hours? Why? For what reason?
But suddenly the person is thirsty. If I go home now, what will I be doing at home? I watch TV, I wash my clothes, I will do this, I do that. I've been doing that for... Somebody says, no, I'm going to get everything out of this. Whatever it takes, whatever. I'm not just going to be physically present. Because there are people that can be physically present because they are church workers and they're supposed to serve in another service. If they were not serving, they would have gone. It's not about physical presence. It's about the yearning of your heart. Have you gotten to the place of travail? Has God brought you to a time of birth? Is there a yearning of your heart? It is God who arms me with strength. Will you absorb? And makes my way perfect. Look at verse 33. Make sure you're holding somebody. Read verse 33 and read out loud. One to go. So men leap, the lame leap like a deer, because strength came to their feet. We want to open this thing up. This thing is not mystical magic that no one can explain. It just happened. No, it's strength to the feet. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. That's why he leaps like a deer and sets me on high places. How many of you are ready to be set on higher places? Are you ready? Now open your mouth and pray in the spirit as if your life depends on it. Light! For you light up my lamp. For you light up my lamp. Le zundelimbre nekota. Le zundelibra deshkapaha. Le buri nekushin de limbre dea. Le rido sundelibre getesh. Le carido sundelibre getoshkaha. Le balayito senikendo. Le indredesco panda ika. Le bruno sundelibra kataya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He that prays in an unknown tongue edifies, strengthens himself. There is transmission of strength. There is transmission of strength when you pray in the Holy Ghost. When you pray with your spirit. Libronde incarisotaya. Ealataya. Just lift your hands and bless him. Just honor him today. Just bless his name today. We honor you, Father. We worship you, Father. We glorify you, for you are God and you are God alone. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We go forth to take leaps in light. Not erratic, ignorant, uninformed leaps, but prompted by light. Prompted and persuaded of the Spirit. Kai munsataya. Kayendo zindeli brakata. Shade adunde sandalaba. My God, arm you with strength. My God, make your feet like the feet of deer. My God set you on high places. The hand that lifts men begins to lift you. Your levels are changing. You will remain where you used to be. Your life is moving forward. Your life is moving upward. You're growing in spirit. You're growing in stature. You're growing in wisdom. You're increasing in favor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give the Lord a quantumly praise. You better give him a quantum leap praise in the house of the Lord.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.